Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
We Are the Watchers would like to present to you a live audio play. Everyone taking part in this performance, apart from me, has not been allowed to look at the script beforehand. They have no idea what the storyline is or what characters or who they'll be playing. It's going to be questionable creative choices taken, like last year. But it's all in the name of showing off. Are we ready, guys?
Yeah.
We.
Yes.
See?
That's yes in French.
Oh my God, it's so good.
We have subtitles again this year.
It's audio. It can't have subtitles.
Oh, really? You don't say. Oh, I'm sorry.
We can dub yours.
Yeah. Can you please?
Yes. Yes.
We'll do it. We'll do it.
We'll just do it in dubstep.
Oh, even better.
Is that a dubstep or are you motorboating someone?
Both.
Throwing a printer down the stairs as a dubstep.
Having sexual relations with Skroix.
I didn't write this. I wrote this bit. Season's greetings, friends and neighbours of Watchersville. This festive episode is brought to you by last-minute realisations that you've forgotten to get a gift for a family member you'll be seeing first thing on Christmas morning. That unique feeling of panic starts in your chest, travels down to your toes, slowly comes back up again to your torso and finishes in a flurry of swirls in your head. Let us set the scene. A week before Christmas, the town is abuzz with general festive vibes. No one's worrying about all the preparations that have to be ready in 7 days. That's so many days! As Wendy Miller, the head of history department at East Watchersville High School, always says, Ash, you're Wendy, if you could grab your script.
Sure.
Have a look at it.
All right, Wendy.
Yes! No matter how much time people are given to complete an assignment, they'll be still working on it into the last few moments before it's supposed to be handed in. It was in fact the ancient Greeks who realised this, and that's why we have a plate smashing to this day.
Are you sure plate smashing has anything to do with days in a week?
Oh, well, of course. We have Pope Gregory VIII to thank for the Gregorian calendar. But having said that, it was the Egyptians who devised a plan of having 365 days in the year.
Thanks, Miss Miller. We might move on from that. Where am I up to? Well, town's happy, buzz of excitement, got it. It's action stations at the convention centre because the ever-popular Christmas Expo is on. And moments before the doors are due to be open, Mayor Albatross is enjoying the limelight during his opening speech. Tom, you knew it was going to be you, right?
I had a feeling.
Welcome one and all to the Watchersville Christmas Expo, proudly sponsored by Big Big Corporation. If you need to buy anything for anyone for any reason, you can be sure most of the profits will go directly to Big Big Corporation. I bloody love this whole thing. I can't tell you how much money it brings to me and the community. I mean me. I mean the community. Slip of the tongue there, of course. Ha ha ha. Anyway, I hereby declare this event open.
He slams a bottle of non-alcoholic champagne against the doors. Can someone do a sound effect of that?
That's all it's good for. Am I right, Frosty the Snowman?
Mick.
Sure. It's better for me than the real gear, because this stuff doesn't make me melt as fast. Right? Speaking of melting, I'm melting. Are you sure? That was chilled and non-alcoholic?
Intern is Abe.
Well, Mr. Mayor and Mr. Snowman, the thing is, someone turned off the fridge that was keeping it at ice-friendly temperatures. So when I went to grab the bottle for the ceremony, it was warm.
They all stare at each other and a wave of rising panic rushes over them.
Hey, everyone! Do you want to build a snowman?
With everyone realising the escalating emergency on their hands, Nicholas the pool guy jumps into action. Ash.
Hi, I'm Nicholas the pool guy. You can call me Nicholas the pool guy or Nicholas the pool guy.
I'll answer almost anything, but don't call me late for dinner. Get it? I've got this little pool here that the Watchersville Rugby Club usually use for ice bars after games, but because it's the off-season, I've just left it lying around. It's being used as the penguin retreat here at the expo.
Terrific! Quick, Frosty! Jump in there and pop yourself on ice!
Where have you put the penguins?
Just over there by the Hawaiian Christmas Lau.
Mate, I hate to tell you, but they aren't there. Everybody knows the moment a penguin sees Lays. But when every time, the moment a penguin sees Lays, they freak out and wobble off in the opposite direction.
Suddenly, screams and general commotion from the other side of the convention centre could be heard.
Oh no! I bet there is a killer whale Christmas jumper fashion show. Intern, go check that no one is being eaten, please.
The intern ran over, expecting the worst, but was slapped in the face with a Christmas miracle. The killer whales, thank you. The killer whales were giving the penguins piggyback rides up and down the catwalk to the festive song performed by everyone's favourite Crazy Frog. Now, because the intern is super knowledgeable on copyright issues with songs, he ran over and turned off the music before we got into trouble.
I'm very interested in media law, so this kind of thing is my thing.
It's okay! I'm here! Everything is under control! Is this something I should be angry at? What is the meaning of all of this?
No. They all seem to be getting on really well. No one is eating anyone else, and the snobby fashion crowd are really enjoying the show.
Oh, ho, ho. All's well that ends well!
Look, it hasn't really ended, though. There's still a melting snowman we have to deal with.
Nah, mate, I'll be right. My mate Elsa's gonna swing by after work and do her magic angry hands in my direction. And I'll be right as rainy again. Nichols is gonna stick around and say things that'll make her snowy rage maintain the perfect frozen temperature for me. He's a good bloke, that old Nick.
You can call me Nicholas the Poor Guy, or Nicholas the Poor Guy. I'll answer almost anything. But don't call me late for dinner. Get it?
Oh, and that wraps up our wonderful story for the year. That's it for now, and thank you to all of you. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville.
Everyone!